Faraway land, there was a tiny kingdom. Peaceful, prosperous, and rich in romance and tradition. Here in a stately chateau, there lived a widowed gentleman and his little daughter, Cinderella. Although he was a kind and devoted father and gave his beloved child every luxury and comfort, still, he felt she needed a mother's care. And so he married again, choosing for his second wife a woman of good family with two daughters just Cinderella's age, by name Anastasia and Rosella. It was upon the untimely death of this good man, however, that the stepmother's true nature was revealed. Cold, cruel, and bitterly jealous of Cinderella's charm and beauty, she was grimly determined to forward the interests of her own two awkward daughters. Thus, as time went by, the chateau fell into disrepair, for the family fortunes were squandered upon the vain and selfish stepsisters, while Cinderella was abused, humiliated, and finally forced to become a servant in her own house. And yet, through it all, Cinderella remained ever gentle and kind. For with each dawn, she found new hope that someday her dreams of happiness would come true.
Serves you right, spoiling people's best dreams.
Yes, I know it's a lovely morning, but it was a lovely dream, too. What kind of a dream? Can't tell. 'Cause if you tell a wish, it won't come true. And after all, a dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams. Smiling through, no matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true. clock. Oh, killjoy. I hear you. Come on, get up, you say. Time to start another day. Even he orders me around. Well, there's one thing. They can't order me to stop dreaming. And perhaps someday, the dreams that I wish will come true.
All the fuss about?
New mouse in the house. Brand new. Never saw before. Tis a boy. Tis a boy.
Oh, a visitor. Well, she'll need a dress and a...
No. A she and a he. He.
Oh, that does make a difference. He'll need a jacket and shoes and hat.
In a trap.
Where? In the trap. Why didn't you say so? Calm down, everybody. Oh, the poor little thing scared to death. Jack, maybe you better explain things to him.
Zook, zook, Cinderella, zook, zook. Now. Look, a little guy. Rake a reezy. Not to worry about. We like you. Cinderella likes you, too. She's nice, very nice. That's a better. Come on, now. Zook, zook, zook.
Zook, zook. Well, that's better. Well, let's just slip it on for size. It is a little snug, but it'll have to do. Now for a name. I've got one. Octavius. But for short, we'll call you Gus.
Racket, Gus. Racket.
Gus.
Now I've got to hurry. See that he keeps out of trouble, Jack. And don't forget to warn him about the cat.
Zook, zook. Look, ever see a cat? Cat? Lucifer, answer him. Meanie, sneaky, jump at you. Bite at you. Ha, me, in the house. Zook, zook, Lucifer.
Lucifer, zook, zook.
Thank you. I'm sorry if Your Highness objects to an early breakfast. It's certainly not my idea to feed you first. It's orders. Come on.
Lucifee. Shadow Lucifee.
Look, Lucifee, that's a hand.
Gush, Gush, take a Lucifee and... Look at...
No, Gush, Gush, no. Now listen here. Lucifee not a funny. Lucifee me.
Bruno. Bruno! Dreaming again. Chasing Lucifer? Catch him this time? That's bad. Suppose they heard you upstairs. You know the orders. So if you don't want to lose a nice warm bed, you'd better get rid of those dreams. Know how? Just learn to like cats. No, I mean it. Lucifer has his good points, too. For one thing, he... Well, sometimes he... There must be something good about him. Bruno! Oh, Bruno. Come on now. Outside. I know it isn't easy, but at least we should try to get along together. And that includes you, Your Majesty. la la la. La 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 la.
Oh, there you are.
I was wondering. All right. Breakfast is served.
Rekel, please. Gluck, gluck. Rekel, Rekel, down.
Stop that. Come on, shoo, 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 shoo. What? Shoo, shoo, shoo.
Poor little Gus. Here, help yourself.
Sleep well?
As if you care. Take that ironing and have it back in an hour. 1 hour, you hear?
Yes, Drizella. Good morning, Anastasia.
Well, it's about time. Down, forget the mending. Don't be all day getting it done, either.
Yes, Anastasia.
Well, come in, child. Come in.
Good morning, stepmother.
Pick up the laundry and get on with your duties.
Yes, stepmother. What did you do with him? Oh, you're not fooling anybody. We'll just see about this. Come on. Let him go. Now the other one. Come on. Oh, poor little Gus. Oh, Lucifer, won't you ever learn?
Cinderella?
Yes, stepmother.
Are you gonna get it?
Close the door, Cinderella. Come here.
Oh, please, you don't think that
Hold
I...
Hold your tongue. It seems we have time on our hands.
But I was only trying to...
Silence! Time for vicious, practical jokes. Perhaps we can put it to better use. Now, let me see. There's the large carpet in the main hall. Clean it. And the windows upstairs and down. Watch them. Oh, yes, and the tapestries and the draperies.
But I just finished...
Do them again. And don't forget the garden. Then scrub the terrace, sweep the halls and the stairs, clean the chimneys. And, of course, there's the mending and the sewing and the laundry. Oh, yes, and one more thing. See that Lucifer gets his bath.
My son has been avoiding his responsibilities long enough. It's high time he married and settled down.
Of course, Your Majesty. But we must be patient.
I am patient!
But I'm not getting any younger, you know. I want to see my grandchildren before I go. I understand, son.
No. No, you don't know what it means to see your only child grow farther, farther, and farther away from you. I'm lonely in this desolate old palace. I want to hear the pitter-patter of little feet again.
Now, Your Majesty. Perhaps if we just let him alone.
Let him alone? With his silly romantic ideas?
But sire... In matters of love...
Love? Ha! Just a boy meeting a girl under the right conditions. So, we're arranging the conditions.
But, Your Majesty, if the prince should suspect...
Suspect? Ah! Look, the boy's coming home today, isn't he?
Yes, sire.
Well, what could be more natural than a ball to celebrate his return?
Nothing, sire.
And if all the eligible maidens in my kingdom just, happen to be there? Why, he's bound to show interest in one of them, isn't he? Isn't he?
Yes, sire.
The moment he does, soft lights, romantic music, all the trimming. It can't possibly fail.
Have it. Yes, sire. No, sire. Very well, sir. I shall arrange the ball for...
Tonight?
Oh, but sire...
Tonight! And see that every eligible maid is there. Understand?
Yes, your majesty.
The pear-shaped toad.
From his Imperial Majesty.
Thank you.
From the King. What's it say, Cinderella?
What's it say, huh?
I don't know. He said it's urgent. Maybe I should interrupt the music
sing
lesson.
Sing, sweet nightingale.
Girls,
it's her fault, Mother.
Above all, self-control.
Yes! Cinderella, I've warned you never to interrupt
but
while...
But this just arrived from the palace.
From the palace? Give it here.
Let me help.
It's mine. Give that back.
I'll read it. Well, there's to be a ball.
A ball?
In honor of His Highness, the Prince.
Oh, the Prince!
And by royal command... Every eligible maiden is to attend.
Why, that's us.
And I'm so eligible. Why, that means I can go, too.
Huh. Her dancing with the prince.
I'd be honored, Your Highness. Would you mind holding my broom?
Well, why not? After all, I'm still a member of the family. And it says... By royal command, every eligible maiden is to attend.
Yes, so it does. Well, I see no reason why you can't go. If you get all your work done.
Oh, I will. I promise.
And if you can find something suitable to wear.
I'm sure I can. Oh, thank you, stepmother.
Mother, do you realize what you just said?
Of course. I said, if.
Oh, if.
Isn't it lovely? It was my mother's.
It's pretty, it's old.
Well, maybe it is a little old-fashioned, but... Oh, I'll fix that.
How you do it?
Wait a minute. There ought to be some good ideas in here. This one.
Oh, very nice. Now,
I like it.
Who can do it? It'll be wheezy.
I'll have to shorten the sleeves. I'll need a sash, a ruffle, and something for collar. And then I'll... Oh, now what do they want?
Cinderella!
Oh, well. Guess my dress will just have to wait.
Cinderella! Cinderella!
All right, I'm coming.
Poor Cinderella. Every time she finds a minute, that's the time when they begin it. Cinderella, Cinderella.
Cinderella!
Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day it's Cinderella. Make the fire, fix the breakfast, wash the dishes, do the mopping.
And the sweeping, and the ducking.
They always keep her hopping. She go around in circles till she very, very dizzy. Still they holler.
Keep her busy, Cinderella.
Yeah, keep her busy. You know what? Cinderella not go to the ball.
What?
Not go?
What did you say?
You'll see. They fix her. Work, work, work. She'll never get her dress done.
Poor Cinderella.
Hey, we can do it! We can do it, we can do it, we can help our Cinderella. We can make the dress so pretty. There's nothing to it, really.
We'll tie a sash around it. Put a ribbon through it. When dancing at the ball, she'll be more beautiful than all. In the lovely dress we'll make for Cinderella. Hurry, 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 hurry. Gonna help our Cinderella. Got no time to dilly-dally. We got to get the going.
Why, I'll cut it with the scissors.
And I can do the sewing.
Leave the sewing to the women. You go get some trimming.
And we'll make a lovely dress for Cinderella.
We'll make a lovely dress for Cinderella.
Surprise, surprise, pretty surprise for Cinderella.
And this too, Cinderella, my slippers. Now don't forget to...
Cinderella, take my dress.
Here, bend the buttonhole. And press my skirt too, and mind the ruffle. You're always
and
tearing.
And Cinderella.
Yes?
When you're through, and before you begin your regular chores, I have a few little things.
Very well. Mother, I don't see why everybody else seems to have such nice things to wear. And I always end up in these old rags. This sash. Why, I wouldn't be seen dead in it.
You should talk. These beads. I'm sick of looking at them. Trash.
Oh, I hate this. Oh, I don't. I don't see why I can't have the
something new. Mother, what the hell?
Come on. Now be careful.
Real careful.
We can use that, Gus Gus.
Pretty, 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 pretty.
Look, Rusevy.
Thank you.
Is here.
Oh. Why, Cinderella? You're not ready, child.
I'm not going.
Not going? Oh, what a shame. But of course there will be other times and...
Yes. Good night. Suppose it would be frightfully dull and boring and completely wonderful. Why, it's my...
Happy birthday!
Why, I never dreamed it. It's such a surprise. Oh, how can I ever... Oh, thank you so much.
Now remember, when you're presented to His Highness, be sure...
Wait! Please, wait for me. Isn't it lovely? Do you like it? Do you think it will do?
Cinderella. Mother, she came with me.
No, you just
have mother. Girls, please. After all, we did make a bargain. Didn't we, Cinderella? And I never go back on my word. How very clever. These beads. They give it just the right touch. Don't you think so, Drizella?
No, I don't. I think she's... Oh, why, you little thief! They're my beads! Give them here!
Oh, no!
Oh, and look, that's my sash wearing my sash.
She can't!
You little please, stop!
And oh, you ribbon! Thief! Take kitchen ring! Oh, you are straight from
the... Girls, girls. That's quite enough.
Hurry along now, both of you. I won't have you upsetting yourselves. Good night.
Just no use. No use at all. I can't believe. Not anymore. There's nothing left to believe in. Nothing.
Nothing, my dear. Now, you don't really mean that.
Oh, but I do.
Nonsense, child. If you'd lost all your faith, I couldn't be here. And here I am. Oh, come now. Dry those tears. You can't go to the ball looking like that.
The ball? Oh, but I'm not.
Of course you are. But we'll have to hurry, because even miracles take a little time.
Miracles?
Mm-hmm. Watch. The world did I do with that magic wand? I was
magic
sure.
Magic wand?
That's strange. I always.
Why, then you must be.
Your fairy godmother? Of course. But where is that wand? I forgot. I put it away.
Look at what she did. How's your do it?
Now, let's see. I'd say the first thing you need is a pumpkin.
But a pumpkin?
Mm-hmm. Now the magic words. Salagadoola, mentricaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together, and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola, mentricaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Now salagadoola means a menchikaboolaroo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Oh, salagadoola, menchikaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Oh, looky, looky. No wannabe, isn't it, huh?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes, isn't it? Now, with an elegant coach like that, of course, we'll simply have to have, mice.
Mice?
Oh, this really is nice. Why, we'll have a coach and four when we're through. Just a wave of my stick and to finish the trick. Bibbidi, bobbidi, boo. Gracious, what did I do? I was sure there were four there. There should be one more. Oh, there you are. Bibbidi, bobbidi, boo!
Oh, poor Lucifer.
Serves him right, I'd say. Now, where were we? Oh, goodness, yes. You can't go to the ball without, a horse.
Another?
But tonight, for a change, you'll handle the reins and sit in the driver's seat, too. For instead of a horse, you're the coachman, of course. Bibbidi, bobbidi, boo. Well, that does it, I guess. Except for, oh, yes, the finishing touch. And that's you. Yes, Bruno, that's right. You'll be footman tonight. Bibbidi, bobbidi, boo. Well, hop in, my dear. We can't waste time.
Now,
don't try to thank me.
Oh, I wasn't. I mean, I do, but don't you think my dress...
Yes, it's lovely, dear. Good heavens, child. You can't go in there. Now, let's see, dear. Your size and the shade of your eyes. Mm-hmm. Something simple. But daring, too. Oh, just leave it to me. What a gown this will be.
Oh, it's a beautiful dress. Did you ever see such a beautiful dress? And look, glass slippers. Why, it's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
Yes, my child. But like all dreams, well, I'm afraid this can't last forever. You'll have only till midnight, and then...
Midnight? Oh, thank you.
Oh, no, just a minute. You must understand, my dear. On the stroke of 12, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Oh, I understand, but it's more than I ever hoped for.
Bless you, my child. Goodness me, it's getting late. Hurry up, dear, the ball can't wait. Have a good time, dance, be gay. Now off you go, you're on your way.
Mademoiselle Augustina Dubois, the daughter of General Pierre Dubois.
The boy isn't cooperating.
Mademoiselle Leonora Mercedes de la Tour, daughter of Colonel and Madame de la Tour.
I can't understand it. There must be at least one who'd make a suitable mother.
Shh, son.
A suitable wife.
Mademoiselles Drizella and Anastasia Tremaine, daughters of Lady Tremaine.
I give up. Even I couldn't expect the boy to...
Well, if I may say so, Your Majesty, I did try to warn you, but you, sire, are incurably romantic. No doubt you saw the whole pretty picture in detail. The young prince, bowing to the assembly. Suddenly he stops. He looks up. For lo, there she stands. The girl of his dreams. Who she is or whence she came, he knows not, nor does he care. For his heart tells him that here's the maid predestined to be his bride. A pretty plot for fairy tales, sire, but in real life, oh no. No, it was foredoomed to failure.
Failure, eh? Take a look at that, you pompous windbag. Who is she? Do you know her?
No, sire. I've never seen her before.
Oh, that's one thing in her favor. The waltz! Quick, the waltz!
Lights! The lights!
Mademoiselle
Well, now for a good night's sleep.
Quite so, sire. I believe I too.
You will stay right here. See they're not disturbed. And when the boy proposes, notify me immediately.
Notify me immediately.
And remember, if anything goes wrong... La-di-da-di, 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 la-di-yam, tam, tam, da-ram, da-da-yam, tam, da-ram, tam, 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 da-da-di-yam, da.
But who is she, Mother?
Do we know her?
Well, the prince certainly seems to. But I know I've never seen her.
Nor I. But she certainly is... Wait. There is something familiar about her.
A hymn.
This is love. So this is love. So this is what makes life mine. I'm all aglow, and now I know.
And now I know
the key to all heaven is mine. My heart has wings, and I can fly. I'll touch every star in the sky. So this is the miracle that I...
What's the matter?
It's midnight.
Yes, so it is, but why?
Goodbye.
No, no, wait. You can't go now. It's only...
Oh, I must. Please. Please, I must.
But why?
Well, I... Oh, the prince. I haven't met the prince.
The prince? But didn't you know that...
Goodbye.
No, wait. Come back. Oh, please come back. I don't even know your name. How will I find you? Wait. Please wait.
Goodbye.
I see. You're leaving. Wait.
Here she is. Oh, there it is.
Madame Marcelle. Senorita. Just a moment.
I'm sorry. I guess I forgot about everything. Even the time, but it was so wonderful. And he was so handsome, and when we danced... Oh, I'm sure that even the prince himself couldn't have been more... Oh, well, it's over and...
Look, a flipper!
You flip a Cinderella,
you flip a flipper!
Oh. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything.
Your Majesty, I see no point in beating about the bush. I regret to inform you, sire, that the young lady has disappeared, leaving behind only this glass slipper. Yes, I'll do it. No, I just can't.
Well, come in. Come in!
Your Majesty.
So, he's proposed already.
Tell me all about it.
Well, sire, who is she?
Where does she live?
But I didn't get a chance.
No matter. We've more important things to discuss. Arrangements for the wedding, invitations, a national holiday, all that sort of thing.
But, sire...
Here, have a cigar. Think a few more.
But...
Better practice passing these out, eh?
But, if you'd only listen...
And for you, my friend...
Your Majesty, please...
A knighthood. I hereby dub you, sir... By the way, what title would you like?
Sire, she got away.
So she got away? A peculiar title, but if that's what you... She what? Why, you traitor!
No, sire, remember, your blood pressure!
Treason!
No, sire! No!
Sabotage! You were in league with the prince all along.
I tried to stop her, but she vanished into thin air.
I like this story.
But it's true, sire. All we could find was this glass slipper.
The whole thing was a plot.
But, sire, he loves her. He won't rest till he finds her. He's determined to marry her.
What? What did you say?
The prince, sire, swears he'll marry none but the girl who fits this slipper.
He said that, did he? Ha-ha! We got him! Yeah!
But, sire, this slipper may fit any number of girls.
That's his problem. He's given his word. We'll hold him to it.
No, your highness. I'll have nothing to do with it.
You'll try this on every maid in my kingdom. And if the shoe fits, bring her in.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Cinderella? Cinderella? Cinderella! Oh, where is that?
Yes, here I am.
Oh, my daughters. Where are they?
I think they're still in bed.
Oh. Well, don't just stand there. Bring up the breakfast trays at once. And hurry.
Hello. What's the matter?
What's the matter with her?
I don't know. Just find out. Talk.
Drizella. Drizella.
What?
Get up. Quick, this instant. We haven't a moment to lose. Anastasia? Anastasia. Get up, Anastasia.
Huh? What for? What?
Oh, everyone's talking about it. The whole kingdom. Oh, hurry now. He'll be here in a minute.
Who will?
The Grand Duke. He's been hunting all night.
Hunting?
For that girl, the one who lost her slipper at the ball last night. They say he's madly in love with her.
The Duke is?
Oh, no, the prince.
The prince.
You clumsy little fool. Clean that up. And then help my daughter's dress.
What for? If he's in love with that girl, why should we even bother?
Now you two listen to me. There is still a chance that one of you can get him.
Huh? One of us?
Why, Mother, what do you mean?
Just this. No one, not even the prince, knows who that girl is.
Winnow, Spinderella!
The glass slipper is their only clue. Now, the Duke has been ordered to try it on every girl in the kingdom. And if one can be found whom the slipper fits, then, by the king's command, that girl shall be the prince's bride.
His bride?
His bride? Cinderella, get my things together.
Never mind her. Mend these right away.
Not until she irons my dress. And this too will dress thee.
You must fix my hair.
After she's brushed my shoes.
But first get my new one.
What's the matter with her?
Wake up, stupid.
We've got to get dressed.
Dressed? Oh, yes. Oh, we must get dressed. It would never do for the Duke to see me looking.
Mother, did you see what she did?
Are you just going to let her walk
out? Yes.
So this is love. La di da 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 da. La da da da.
What you gonna do?
Shh, I don't know. Gotta watch it.
Your last chance. Don't fail me.
Announcing his imperial grace, the Grand Duke.
You honor our humble lord, my lord.
Quite so.
May I present my daughters, Drizella, Anastasia.
Your grace.
There's a child, I'm sure.
His grace will read a royal proclamation.
All loyal subjects of His Imperial Majesty are hereby notified by royal proclamation in regard to a certain class slipper. It is upon this day decreed.
Why, that's my slipper. Well, I like that. It's my slipper.
No. Cinderella slipper.
How can she stand there and deliberately...
Girls. Your manners. A thousand pardons, Your Grace. Please continue.
Yes, quite so. Yes. It is upon this day decreed that a quest be instituted throughout the length and breadth of our domain. The sole and express purpose of said quest to be as follows, to wit. That every single maiden in our beloved kingdom, without privilege or exception, shall try upon her foot this aforementioned slipper of glass, and should one be found upon whose foot said slipper shall properly fit her. Such maiden shall be acclaimed the object of this search, and immediately forthwith shall be looked upon as the one and only true love of His Royal Highness, our beloved son and heir, the noble prince. Said noble prince will humbly, upon bed and knee, beg, request, or, if need be, implore said maiden to daily grant her hand in marriage. Whereupon, should the aforementioned maiden look with favor upon his suit, then shall the happy couple pledge their troth. And in due course, upon the inevitable demise of his most gracious and august majesty the king, succeed to the throne there to rule over all the land as king and queen of our beloved king. So be it.
You must be quite fatigued, Your Grace. May we offer you some tea?
What? Tea? Thank you, madam. No. We must proceed with the fitting.
Of course. Anastasia, dear?
There. I knew it was my slipper. Oh, exactly my size. I always wear the same size. As soon as I saw it, I said, oh, well, it may be a trifle snug today. You know how it is, dancing all night. I can't understand why. It's always fit perfectly before. I don't think you're half trying. Mother, can you...
Shh. Quiet, my dear. We mustn't disturb His Grace. Young man, are you sure you're trying it on the right foot?
Oh, it's the right foot, but it must have shrunk to something. This glass, you know, isn't always reliable.
Come on, Gus Gus, flurry! Upper stairs, upper stairs!
Why can't you hold still a minute?
Oh, my word. Enough of this. The next young lady, please.
Hear that, Gus? Hear that? Look, quick, gotta hurry.
It shan't happen again.
Precisely, madam.
Oh.
do-do-do.
You are the only ladies of the household, I hope, I presume.
There's no one else, Your Grace.
Quite so. Good day. Good day.
Your Grace! Your Grace! Please, wait. May I try it on?
Oh, pay no attention to her.
It's only Cinderella.
Ah, scullery.
From the kitchen.
It's ridiculous. Impossible.
She's out of her mind.
Yes, yes, just an imaginative child.
Madam, my orders were every maiden. Have my child.
No. Oh, this is terrible.
The king, what will he say? What will he do?
But perhaps if it would help...
No, nothing can help now. Nothing.
But you see, I have the other slipper.
Smiling through.